In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
What does that mean? Happy Easter. We say it every year in words that just easily come off the tongue. It's like happy birthday, happy anniversary, Merry Christmas. These are words that we've been accustomed to hearing and saying. And today is a day of rejoicing, a day in which we say happy. Happy Easter. And we say it in the midst of a world that is embedded in war, discrimination, oftentimes in violence and hatred, abortion, so many evils that are in our world today. And here we come this morning, which is usually my favorite Mass of the whole year because we're outside in the grass and the sun comes up and it's so beautiful to have all of creation rejoicing with us in this happy day. Such a beautiful day. Easter Sunday. Actually, if you look at the windows, you might see a little sun coming up, but I don't know if through the clouds, but he has risen, and the sun has come up in the east, and that is what Easter is about. What does it mean to say happy Easter? It shouldn't be something that just comes off easily on our tongue superficially. There should be the full meaning behind it when we say the words, happy Easter. Because in every human being, there is an existential question. Who am I? Why am I here? What is the meaning of my life? Am I going to be here for a few years and die and turn to dust and blow away and that was it? So there's no sense. Which many people in our world today, that's the way they live. As if there's nothing else, this is it. No. That's why there's so many suicides and anxieties and depressions and so many things that we suffer in this life without hope. And yet, is there something after death? Are we meant for more? Does my life have meaning? That's the answer that comes from on high that God gives us today. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We just read, we just prayed, we just proclaimed. Because God has answered that existential question that you have in your heart, that I have in mine, and that every human being on this earth asks themselves, who am I and why am I here? And where am I going? Only Jesus Christ has answered that question. No reincarnation theories are going to make me happy. I don't want to come back as a frog someday. No thanks. No other nothingness theories or Confucianist theories or Scientology theories or all these kind of things that just leave us empty. The only one who has answered the existential question that's in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, that you long for eternal life, the fountain of youth, that you want to live forever, and that's why you exercise and diet and do all these things you do, because no one wants to die. The only one who has answered that question is Jesus Christ. You're not meant to die and blow away. You're meant to live and to live forever. When my Father created you, when he created all things at the beginning of time, it was to give you a share in our divine life so that where we are, you could be. When you sinned and turned your back on us because you didn't wish to use your freedom for the right things but chose your own selfishness above our love, we didn't destroy you. No, you died spiritually by sin. But my Father deigned to have me come to die for you on the cross, to take your sin away in order to recreate you and restore you and give you back the life which we had wanted to share with you from the beginning. And now you have died with me as members of my body through the sacraments of baptism and confirmation and Holy Eucharist and all the sacraments in which God works in our life. you have shared with me in my death in order to share with me now in my resurrection. Your life has meaning. I didn't create you to have you perish and lost. I created you to give you life and life that will last forever. You are meant to be eternal with me now. I have no beginning and no end. You have a beginning and are meant to have no end. Because my Father and I and the Holy Spirit want you to rejoice with us forever in heaven. And that heaven doesn't start when you die on this earth. It starts in the moment of your conception when life is given to you. And you are meant to live that life for God and others in order to share in it eternally with us after you pass from this earth and come with us to your eternal abode. That's what Easter's about. The answer of the question that's in your heart, in your suffering, when you're going through pain and sorrow and difficulty, when you don't know what's up and what's down, what's north and what's south, why am I having to go through this cross that I'm bearing right now? Whether it's in my family or in society today, or whatever it might be that we struggle with in our lives. In the midst of it all, and perhaps sometimes even the joys we celebrate, we can't lose sight of the greater joy that is the reason for these joys. Because if there's not this greater joy, then this passing pleasure and moment of happiness would be meaningless. I can be the happiest go-lucky person in the world, but if my life's going to end tomorrow and it's over, so what? But if there's meaning to it all, if there's something more, if there's a reason, if I'm going somewhere, well then, this joy is it all the more joyful. And this sorrow and this pain is worth suffering to offer it with Christ for the glory of the Father and the salvation of this world, because it's not going to be the end of me. It's not. Because Jesus lives and I live in him. That's what Easter's about. Your existential question has been answered by him. And so we say, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is why we say happy, happy. Don't let those words come off your tongue today just flippantly. No, rejoice, because you have been saved by God the Father through his Son and given his Spirit, and in baptism have shared in his death in order to rise with him to new life, and are now going to participate in his heavenly banquet in which he himself shares with us his divinity, his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. Through the confessions that we've gone through, he receives us and gives us his pardon, his sin of our sins. He absolves us to make us whole again. In the sacrament of priesthood and matrimony and holy anointing, he works in our souls so that we can live our lives with this awareness, with this meaning, with this sense of purpose that only God can give. This is what Easter's about. No, no room for sullen faces on the Catholic Christian, because Jesus Christ has conquered death. He has risen, and he has said, I'm going before you to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you also may be. And how do you get there? I am the way, the truth, and the life. So don't wait till you die to get there. Walk with me along the way, because you're meant to come home with me to the Father. That is what Easter is about. I hope and pray that all of us and all of our families and all of society will come to know and love Jesus Christ in such a way that this rejoicing fills the world with peace and harmony. No, that we live as brothers and sisters of one family under one Father for the glory of God and the salvation of souls. That Easter will truly be something we share with the world, because the world desperately needs it. Let's ask God to give us that grace. I was going to say to wake up and smell the coffee. Huh? Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.